What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Because J.K. Rowling has announced Pottermore, this is MuggleCast episode 232 for June 23rd, 2011. This week's episode of MuggleCast is brought to you by Audible.com, the internet's leading provider of audiobooks with more than 75,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature, including fiction, nonfiction, and periodicals. For a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/mugglecast. And by Hypable.com, a MuggleNet for the rest of the fandoms in the world, and created by MuggleNet staff, visit Hypable.com for thorough and up-to-the-minute coverage around The Hunger Games, Glee, Doctor Who, The Hobbit, and many more. That's Hypable.com, H-Y-P-A-B-L-E.com. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We're here live. It's very early. I'm Andrew Sims. This is MuggleCast Live, coming at you at 3:56 a.m. West Coast time. Ben is just barely awake, sitting right in front of me. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Andrew. I feel rather zombie-like here.
I'm feeling quite fresh. I just ate some cantaloupe and egg white.
I smelled the egg white when I walked in.
Just wait till I start that coffee, baby. Also on Skype, Micah and Eric. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
Hey.
And we are all anxiously awaiting the arrival of Pottermore. This is something we found out about a week ago, I think. Ben, what are your guesses? We have yet to hear your guesses. What is Pottermore?
I mean, I think the timing of this is pretty obvious.
Really? What's so obvious?
Well, I mean, the last movie's about to come out. So people are going to be looking for something to cope with, you know, all the movies being over, because the vibe I've been getting is a lot of people are pretty sad about the movies coming to an end.
Yeah. So do you think this is going to be a supplement to the films or the books or what?
I think it's going to be a supplement to the books.
Okay.
Because, you know, I think after, you know, with the Lexicon trial with Steve Van Der Ark,
oh, yes.
J.K. Rowling was like, I'm emotionally exhausted. I can't do an encyclopedia. I don't have the energy to do that anymore, because he's already done something so close to that.
Yeah.
And maybe this is, you know, something that's more creative and along those same lines.
All right. Fair enough. There have been a lot of rumors going around. People have been breaking down. People are thinking the word more is an anagram for something.
Well,
they think it's
funny enough,
something.
Andrew, I looked up more in the dictionary and tried to come up with, you know, I looked up 10 definitions of more, trying to discern if any of them had anything to do with something that could be related to Potter. So yeah, I'm on that bandwagon too. I'm looking it up. I smell conspiracy.
So here's what's going to be happening. At 7 a.m. on the dot, East Coast time, we will be playing the audio. I have the YouTube channel up. We're ready to go. It's just a matter of, we're about 90 seconds away if we believe this OWL countdown to be accurate. And from what I understand, the video will be embeddable, so we will be able to post it on MuggleNet and, Hypable as well. And
it's a video.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And we're gonna be able to watch.
Can I just say, I hope these OWLs stay after the video. I hope they come back. I hope they don't disappear for good. I am quite fond of these OWLs.
Are you gonna clean up after them?
Well, okay, if I could take one of them home, though, I would take the one on the lower right, like almost the lower right one, but the one just above him, and he just bobs his head like a bobblehead when you know, the other owls shuffle and clean themselves off, but this guy, the one I'm looking at, just bobs his head. It's quite like Night at the Roxbury, you know, to Hadaway's What Is Love. You just do, 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 do.
3,200 people right now joining us this morning. We thank everybody for getting up this early. I did not think that many people would be up, but hey, it's a J.K. Rowling announcement. So,
yeah.
It's party time, baby.
My video says, what, 25 seconds? That's crazy.
We're about 20 seconds away now. We will be bringing you the video the moment it is available.
What's going to happen? Is this page going to just dissolve into a video?
Okay, the countdown says 0 seconds, so here we go.
It's fade to white.
And here is the announcement.
13 years after the first Harry Potter book was published, I'm still astonished and delighted by the response the story's met. Even though the 7th book and the 8th film have now been completed, I'm still receiving hundreds of letters every week, and Harry's fans remain as enthusiastic and inventive as ever. So I'd like to take this opportunity to say thank you, because no author could have asked for a more wonderful, diverse, and loyal readership. I'm thrilled to say that I am now in a position to give you something unique. An online reading experience unlike any other. It's called Pottermore. It's the same story with a few crucial additions. The most important one is you. Just as the experience of reading requires that the imaginations of the author and reader work together to create the story, so Pottermore will be built, in part, by you, the reader. The digital generation will be able to enjoy a safe, unique online reading experience built around the Harry Potter books. Pottermore will be the place where fans of any age can share, participate in, and rediscover the stories. It will also be the exclusive place to purchase digital audiobooks and, for the first time, ebooks of the Harry Potter series. Ooh. I'll be joining in too, because I will be sharing additional information I've been hoarding for years about the world of Harry Potter. Pottermore is open to everyone from October, but a lucky few can enter early and help shape the experience. Simply follow the owl. Good luck.
So there you go. The announcement was just made right on the dot. That was actually pretty well done. Beautiful video. Jo looked great, by the way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She looked great. The CGI looked great. Or magic. Should I just say magic? The magic looked great.
Micah, what do you think?
So in part, it is an encyclopedia.
Yes. I think basically that's what she just announced. She said there's going to be a variety of new material available.
And material which she has been hoarding.
She's been hoarding over the years. Yes. It'll be available, she said, in the fall. It opens up in October.
And she said, well, a this lucky is good. Few.
We know hoarding is a problem, so it's good that she's getting rid of all this.
She's going to attack it. So a lucky few will be able to enter early, follow the owl. It's a shadow.
Where does it say that?
That's what she said.
Oh, a few people will.
Yes,
okay,
that's
so
what she said.
There will also be what appears to be a beta period.
Yeah, but she said to follow the owl. Like I was just like,
well, go Ben. Go.
I know. Like, that's exactly what I was thinking as I was watching that. I was like, well, where is the owl going? I don't have a computer this morning because if I trip over the FireWire cable, we're gonna lose the video. But I just want to say that this is absolutely incredible. Like that was a very very awesome announcement, and I feel like this shifts the online Harry Potter landscape to a certain degree.
How so?
Because she's coming in and saying, you know, this is going to be the destination for all future generations to learn about Harry Potter online, anyways.
The video was very well done. We saw a variety, like the paper from the books kind of came to life and made shapes. Did anybody else notice that? That
was what I was referring to as the CGI or the magic.
Oh. Jo looked beautiful,
she did.
By the way.
She did.
What about the other announcements? The ebooks. I think that's pretty cool.
Absolutely.
Audiobooks.
Those are going to be available in the fall as well.
Now, what did she mean? What did she mean that we're going to be able to, like, add to the books? What did she mean by that?
I guess by the new material.
But she said it was like more of an interactive, much like, something I've studied before in class was, you know, the relationship between the author and the readers both together, working together, forming meaning. And she said something about that early on where we're like, it's going to be a new experience where we almost participate in rewriting the Harry Potter books. That's what it sounded like at first. Can we replay the video?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's listen again. There was obviously a lot to say, and quite frankly, I was just staring at Joe.
Yeah, me too.
I didn't know what did she say? Somebody tell me.
First Harry Potter book was published.
Here we go.
Full screen.
Full screen, Ben.
13 years after the first Harry Potter book was published, I'm still astonished and delighted by the response the story's met. Even though the 7th book and the 8th film have now been completed, I'm still receiving hundreds of letters every week, and Harry's fans remain as enthusiastic and inventive as ever. So I'd like to take this opportunity to say thank you, because no author could have asked for a more wonderful, diverse, and loyal readership. I'm thrilled to say that I am now in a position to give you something unique. An online reading experience unlike any other. It's called Pottermore. It's the same story with a few crucial additions. The most important one is you. Just as the experience of reading requires that the imaginations of the author and reader work together to create the story, so Pottermore will be built, in part, by you, the reader. The digital generation will be able to enjoy a safe, unique online reading experience built around the Harry Potter books. Pottermore will be the place where fans of any age can share, participate in, and rediscover the stories. It will also be the exclusive place to purchase digital audiobooks and, for the first time, ebooks of the Harry Potter series. I'll be joining in too, because I will be sharing additional information I've been hoarding for years about the world of Harry Potter. Pottermore is open to everyone from October, but a lucky few can enter early and help shape the experience. Simply follow the owl.
So,
good luck.
From what I understand, people in the chat are saying you have to click the owl to sort of head into this thing where you can then sign up for registration, I believe. Is
Let's
that
see
right?
if it's...
Oh, here we go. Okay. So on Pottermore.com, you can watch the video and you can also submit your email. Leave us your email address now and we'll notify you when your registration... we'll notify you when registration has opened.
I don't think that's following the owl.
Well, I think on Pottermore.com, it kind of...
That's following the
you
owl.
Know, well, you know
ben,
how on
could
YouTube...
you possibly follow virtual
hang
owl?
Hang on. Huh? Do you know how on YouTube you can, like, click certain... There's, like, embedded in the video. Like, I clicked the owl, but it just paused the video. I must be a muggle. It's not letting me in.
Something... Well, just go to Pottermore.com and it has all the answers. The email submission does seem to be down. That's probably just because it is so busy right now with people trying to sign up. That is honestly not too big of a surprise.
Andrew, did you get submitted?
No, I can't submit my email. Before we continue with today's episode of MuggleCast, we'd like to remind you that this episode is brought to you by Audible.com, the internet's leading provider of audiobooks with more than 75,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature and featuring audio versions of many New York Times bestsellers. For listeners of this podcast, Audible is offering a free audiobook to give you a chance to try out their great service. One audiobook to consider is The Hunger Games, the first in a trilogy of the same name. The series is hotter than ever right now because filming for the movie adaptation recently got underway. It's one book and film series you are not going to want to miss. So, for a free audiobook of your choice, such as The Hunger Games, go to audiblepodcast.com/mugglecast. Again, that's audiblepodcast.com/mugglecast. Oh, wait, breaking news. Breaking news just coming into the MuggleCast studio. We have a statement on J.K. Rowling's Pottermore announcement from Scholastic. Scholastic says, Scholastic is proud to be a key partner in the Pottermore project, including connecting teachers and parents from our school and online channels directly to ebook sales via Pottermore and providing marketing and promotion support. We're excited about the new content from J.K. Rowling to go along with the books. This will surely inspire more interest in the series and bring a whole new generation of readers to Harry Potter. We're pleased to support Pottermore because we know the power of the Harry Potter books to turn kids into lifelong readers, and we believe every child should experience Harry Potter, whether in ebooks or in print. In addition, Scholastic will receive a royalty on sales of the U.S. editions of the books. Ka-ching! So if you'll notice on Pottermore's website, there's something interesting there. It says in the top right, and this is very, honestly, this is very un-J.K. Rowling to me. It says Sony in the top right of Pottermore.com.
Really?
So, yeah, that's very, you know, that's one of the, that's you know how like in the Wizarding World theme park, they're like, no Pepsi, because this is a complete experience. We don't want anything from the Muggle world. you know, this is kind of like not following that rule.
I think they probably had something to do with the technology that's going to be released or utilized here.
People are telling me to click the Sony, and I'm trying to click it, but again, the website is loading very slow right
I
now.
I can click it. It goes back.
You want me to read it?
Okay, here. I got it. Yeah. Pottermore is an online reading experience. It will also be the exclusive place to purchase ebooks. Note from Joe. I'm delighted that Sony have chosen to support Pottermore and look forward to continuing to develop the experience in collaboration with
them.
That's
what I'm saying.
Interesting.
We have a breaking news update as well. J.K. Rowling has issued her 7th tweet in the 2 years that she has had
NFW.
Twitter. And it's kind of a play on her previous tweets. It says, I can confirm this is also the real me. And she links to her YouTube channel. You can follow Pottermore for all
but
the details.
But she didn't say what the pen and paper were.
Well, I think this is absolutely pen and paper. She said new material.
Yeah, there's a lot of paperwork.
Yeah, there's a lot of paperwork here. She's got to make those deals with Sony. No, but a lot of new material. Does anyone want to guess what kind of new material, the level of new material we may possibly see?
No. I mean,
maybe some background. You'd hear a pin drop in here for a second.
What is it, 4 a.m.?
Yeah. I think there, you know, some more of the backstory, obviously, some more details about the characters. Probably, you know, there are probably more, some questions that she's been asked a lot that she hasn't answered that people want to know. In the video, she said, you know, it's built in part by you. So whatever, I'm not sure what that means. I think that means there's this whole community aspect to it. So you like interact with each other because she said, it'd be a good place for people who like Harry Potter to share, participate, and rediscover, the series.
Micah, what ideas do you have about this?
No, I agree with what Ben said. I mean, there's so many different elements to this and I'm kind of surprised. I mean, she seems so hesitant with ebooks prior to this point and now all of a sudden she's embracing them. What do you think about that?
Well, ebooks are moving. Ebooks are the future. That's, you know, I'm not saying they're going to replace books, but that's an important aspect. And if she wants to reach out to people who, you know, own Kindles and are only using Kindles, that's the way to do it. And she can sell them for cheap.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to be critical. I'm going to say the internet is probably the fastest way to reach everybody. So there's no better way to do it. Especially something like this.
So, is everybody excited? I'm looking at the chat right now. There's a lot of reactions. I noticed somebody earlier did say this is not as exciting as the book. As a book.
Because that's what specifically they said, right? That it's not a Harry Potter book, but it's just as exciting as a Harry Potter book.
Right. Okay, more breaking news here. MuggleCast Live. It's 4:12 a.m. on the West Coast. And I am downloading the fan site press release. I expect this to have images of Pottermore. People in the chat say that, oh, isn't this sweet? It's a picture of Joe shooting the announcement. That's really nice. We'll have that up on MuggleNet soon. So I got a preview of Pottermore a couple weeks ago. And last night I said, can we talk about what we saw? And they said, no.
So,
that's going to have to wait a little while longer. But I genuinely hope that Pottermore does continue the Harry Potter fandom in some aspect. Now, you know, right now we just have to look forward to the opening of it, which is not till the fall. So we do have quite a bit of time. Apparently in the meantime, there's going to be early access for people if we're to believe what, you know, Joe said on the website. Of course, the only issue is now people can't submit their email address. So hopefully that's going to start working, you know, once traffic dies down a little bit.
So, Andrew, over under, first day Pottermore comes out in October, or actually even before that, the people who are signing up right now. Okay.
Yeah.
More or less than 5 million.
I would say under 5 million people. There's a press release available now, which kind of reveals a few more details. And I'll read it to you. Quote, in the new website, the storyline will be brought to life with sumptuous, newly commissioned illustrations and interactive moments through which you can navigate, starting with the first book, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Sorcerer's Stone.
Where's this coming from?
Andrew's just making it up.
This is a press release. On entering, you choose a magic username and begin your experience. As you move through the chapters, you can read and share exclusive writing from J.K. Rowling, and just as Harry joins Hogwarts, so can you. You visit Diagon Alley, get sorted into a house, cast spells, and mix potions to help your house compete for the House Cup. Okay, so this is kind of sounding like almost a game experience, which there were rumors about.
And it sounds like a lot of these scenes in the books, because she describes going through in order by chapter and stopping for exclusive content. It sounds like there will be like extended scenes perhaps in the books, or you know, this is where she'll like stop us and reveal more backstory as we somehow go along.
Well, she's saying it, in this press release, it says you move through the book by chapter. Mm.
So you're living the book. Or books.
Yeah. And I think it sounds like it almost will serve as a sort of companion where you have the book open right in front of you or your ebook, and you're in chapter one on Pottermore. In chapter one in the actual book, you read chapter one and then maybe you go to bounce over to Pottermore and then you see exclusive
content. So it's like one huge video game where each chapter of the Harry Potter books are the levels.
Imagine it's like the digital footnotes. If J.K. Rowling was to go back and do footnotes for the Harry Potter books,
right?
That's what this would be, except online. Awesomer.
Akio Sarah in the chat says, "My little siblings are going to love this." Now here's something interesting. Starting with the first book, Harry Potter and the Philosopher/Sorcerer's Stone. I don't know. Well, never mind. J.K. Rowling commented in the press release, "I wanted to give something back to the fans that have followed Harry so devotedly over the years and to bring the stories to a new digital generation. I hope fans and those new to Harry will have as much fun helping to shape Pottermore as I have. Just as I have contributed to the website, everyone else will be able to join in by submitting their own comments, drawings, and other content in a safe and friendly environment. Pottermore has been designed as a place to share the stories with your friends as you journey through the site." So there is kind of a social media aspect to it.
Wow. How are they going to moderate 500 million comments? I do not want that job.
500 million?
Yeah, just a number. Well, I mean, if everybody
who visits
is going to be able to comment, you can just imagine. We have trouble editing MuggleNet comments, and this is J.K. Rowling. I mean, she can't do that all that work herself, obviously, but I'm saying who would want to, but also that's quite a lot of people who are able to comment and collaborate. You know, it's right. Like a traffic jam. They need lights.
Well, let's see how they handle it, though. I imagine they know there's going to be a lot of people using this. I don't think it's going to be something like the MuggleNet comment board.
No. But there has to be a whole team of people, I'm saying. Like, that's so fascinating.
Are you saying you want to go and sign up? And
do you want to work for Pottermore?
I want to be like a Pottermore moderator. Yeah.
Well, if anybody's just joining us, it's now close to 4:20 a.m. in the morning West Coast time, and we're just learning about this new announcement that J.K. Rowling has made concerning Pottermore. J.K. was looking, I'm just going to be frank, as beautiful and sexy as ever on the YouTube video. And I'm going to make a poll right now on the live stream asking people, what do you think of Pottermore? Does it excite you? And I'm going to type up this poll right now. Eric, tell me a reaction you had while watching that video of J.K. Rowling.
I love that this is content coming straight from Joe. And, you know, the way the video opens up with her talking about how devoted the fans have been and how she wanted to give something back. Like, she doesn't owe us anything. She gave us the Harry Potter books, but this notion that she is giving us, this new thing is just so gracious, and she is awesome, and this video is great. This announcement really excites me.
We now have a poll on the Ustream. Is the Pottermore announcement exciting? And you can access it. Simple enough for you?
Yes.
You can access it. I don't see results coming in yet, but
I think it's pretty exciting. If anybody's up at this hour for this, particularly if you're on the West Coast, you know.
Yeah.
Andrew.
Yeah.
What does this mean for MuggleCast?
I don't know what it means for MuggleCast. I mean, we're at least going through the fall.
Now, what about like MuggleNet and the fan sites?
Yeah, we just send all our viewers to Pottermore. Is that what you're saying, Ben?
Liz, I think it's very exciting because this new information means new stuff to discuss on podcasts like MuggleCast. We're going to be posting stuff like MuggleNet. We're going to be posting on the new information on MuggleNet. It's definitely a very exciting time, I think. I genuinely hope this is going to reignite the fandom.
Andrew, so if we're doing this at 4 a.m., can we pretty much guarantee that, like, in October, we'll go into it together on Skype on, like, a MuggleCast?
Yeah.
When it happens?
Do, 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 do. It's going to be, like, a grand entrance into the mysterious world that is still Pottermore.
If the content on Pottermore is divided by chapter, on MuggleCast, will we be doing chapter by chapter by chapter? Focusing on Pottermore?
Yes. Yeah, we're going to be going moment by moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to create a poll, but it doesn't seem to be working on the Ustream right now, and I will blame that on Ustream because I'm doing everything right.
Oh, Andrew, another news update here. JKRowling.com has actually been updated to...
No way!
The Daily News section now has a piece on Pottermore.
Oh, my goodness. You know this is big news when that happens. People keep telling me there are pictures. If somebody could link me to them somewhere else other than Pottermore, I'd appreciate that because I keep trying to go on Pottermore, and so far I've seen nothing.
This is a very active day for J.K. Rowling. She has a tweet, a website update, and this giant online interactive community that changes the way people are going to be able to experience Harry Potter.
Yeah, which one of those do you think is the most...
I think that's why it's such a huge announcement, though. Because
she tweeted.
Because...
Well, we haven't gotten a new announcement from J.K. Rowling in about 4 years. So that's part of the reason why everybody's so excited. Eric?
Dumbledore being gay was the last one, right? You may recently Okay, here's what it says on J.K. Rowling's site, Pottermore. You may have recently noticed a number of owls on various websites leading you to a YouTube film where I have announced my latest exciting piece of news. Pottermore is a new site where you can enjoy an online experience based around the Harry Potter books, which includes exclusive new information from me. If you would like to see the announcement film, please click here. Whilst you hear more from me on Pottermore.com, at the moment, jkrowling.com remains my own personal website for various content such as updated biography and bibliography and links to relevant organizations, including the charities I support.
And new book announcements.
So,
I mean, eventually she's going to use that to announce future books,
right? I guess, or she'll start another splash page, some more owls will gather, and people will wonder how to clean up with them. But did she say she updated the biography?
I don't know. Who cares? On Pottermore.com, it says... Come back on July 31st to find out how you can get the chance to enter Pottermore early. So by submitting your email today, you're not actually getting on the guest list. July 31st seems to be the date where Pottermore will actually be, you know, you'll be able to get in.
Maybe it broke already. We broke it already.
I asked people in the chat to send me a link and, oh, here we go. Okay. People are tumbling pictures of it already. Pottermore, I'm gonna try to show this to you at least, Ben. Unfortunately, this is not gonna show up for other people, but there's a look at some of the pictures from Pottermore, and it looks very detailed. The art looks very fine. Guys, if you wanna look in the chat, people do have links there in the chat. If you'll notice the picture of the Hogwarts Express, you know, it doesn't look all cartoony, sort of like the material on J.K. Rowling's website does, so this lends a lot of, authenticity to it, if you ask me. And then at the top of Pottermore.com, you can see sort of a navigation bar with a variety of links up top. But the images are so small, you really can't get a look at the detail, at least not right now.
Well, you can't make out what they say.
No.
The one,
can you?
Yeah, the one that I'm on, I see Diagon Alley, Gringotts, Great Hall, Common Room on the left-hand side, and then on the right, Spells, Potions, Trunk, Friends, and Favorites.
So those are all pages you're going to be able to access.
It looks like it. Yeah, it's probably like your home base, I guess, you know, in case you need to go really quickly to one spot or another.
Yeah, okay. I'm looking at the big links now. And you can also... We're looking at a user profile, and the specific user can get house points, as well as you can see total house points, as well as what house you're in. So, and then there's an owl that has a little 40 next to it, which seems to indicate new messages or something. So this is a bit of a social network, which is interesting, but there's also going to be this original content spin to it as well with all the exclusive material.
Wow. Yeah, the Facebook page has this chess scene, and that's where you're on the chessboard chamber when you first enter the site.
Okay. So we should probably start to wrap this up again. J.K. Rowling.
How many people are in the chat right now?
4,400.
4,400 people tuning in today for... Tuning in this morning for MuggleCast Live.
Just like old times.
That is a good number of people.
It was yeah. Over 5,000 at one point.
Uh-oh. Okay, and, you know, so these the images, you can take a look at the images. They're going to be on MuggleNet soon, once the podcast is over. And... We'll soon, you know, we're going to have more information. There's still a lot to digest here. Some people are kind of unsure of things because we haven't really gotten a look that probably everybody was expecting. Mike and Eric, was this something that you guys expected?
No.
I mean, were you expecting more or were you disappointed?
Not necessarily. I think it was clear that it was going to be an announcement, and I think that's exactly what it was. I wasn't looking forward to anything in particular. It looks like we're going to get a pretty good sneak peek from these photos, and who knows? I mean, in the next several weeks leading up to July 31st, we may get more of a look at it.
Hey, is there a press conference going on right now?
I believe so, but it's not being broadcast or anything.
Oh, because I saw a tweet.
Yeah. J.K. Rowling, and we did post this yesterday. J.K. Rowling was expected to do a press conference. I understand there's not supposed to be any video or pictures, but I imagine there'll be reports from the press who actually were invited. So, we'll have that information. We'll have that information once the reporters, get their stuff up.
Somebody from the Twitterverse here. I love how JKR still has so much power over this. I woke up voluntarily at 4 a.m. for a 1.5 minute video, and so did everyone else. Hashtag Pottermore.
See, that's why I think some people are a bit disappointed right now.
No.
Because there was this build up to an announcement for a 90-second thing.
Well, the announcement did what it had to do, and it was actually beautiful, too, the video. And Joe was beautiful, as you said. I think what I'm surprised about is that she's going to be using the original, like the books, to expand them, and that, you know, you can focus more on them, and that's just awesome. That's just absolutely awesome. I'm really excited.
J.K. Rowling just does a great job of, just giving us a little taste, just to whet our appetites, you know.
Yeah.
And so, you know, so. There's going to be even more people. There's going to be even more hype surrounding it come October.
Yeah.
They're good at building it up.
Okay, so here we go. On July 31st, an online challenge will be launched on Pottermore.com. 1 million of those successfully completing it will be granted early access to the beta version of the website.
I hope it's easier than the wombats. Those were intense.
enabling them to help put finishing touches before it all opens in October. Okay, so... 1 million beta invites going out.
1 million.
1 million.
So was my 5 million estimate
way under?
Well,
yeah.
What about my 500 million? I mean, you think they're going to have to moderate that many comments?
Yes. I mean, 500 million comments. I mean, you could probably do 500 million comments in a year.
Hold on. Am I crazy? 1 million. Do 1 million people use the... I mean, okay. 1 million people obviously use the internet.
Wow.
But I'm thinking, are 1 million people actually going to be even interested in Pottermore before July or before October? Does that seem really big to anyone? What I think this means is anybody who's listening to this chat right now will have no problem getting a beta invite.
Well, no, Kevin Steck, we're going to have him build a bot so we can take up all the usernames.
He can secure invite codes.
We're going to start selling beta invites.
It's actually, I mean, I don't think it's a lot. 8 million people live in New York City alone. I'm not saying they're all Harry Potter fans are going to jump on Pottermore, but, you know, think about throughout the world. 1 million's not a lot.
No.
Yeah, I mean, the books have sold in the United States alone, like how many copies did Deathly Hallows sell, like, that first night, like 10 million or something?
Something like that. But does this being an online experience somewhat affect the total number of people who are actually going to experience it?
What do you mean?
To some extent, but you got to draw the line somewhere. And 500-600 million is a safe line.
Yeah, my personal opinion is that not as many people have access to the internet as they do to books. Not as many people have access to the internet as they do to books. So will that kind of hurt Pottermore?
No, because global internet usage has continued to rise and is only going to continue to increase. So in terms of preserving the Harry Potter brand, this is the best move for J.K. Rowling, because now she's going to have all these Harry Potter fans in one place experiencing her stuff. And whatever she wants to, if she wants to do another Harry Potter related book or, you know, any other product related to Harry Potter in the future, she'll have the perfect place to reach everybody. And whatever she wants to send people to next, whatever her next work is, then, you know, this is a great platform to launch that.
I'm looking at one of the stills from Pottermore and how it looks, like the press release said, you kind of go by chapter. And as if you look at the red still, I'm sorry, I can't like put it up on Ustream, but if you look at the red image, this person's in Gryffindor, there's dots. And it looks like you're slowly moving through a sort of timeline on the dots, using this, you know, through the Sorcerer's Stone book. So there's still a lot of questions to be answered here. I genuinely hope everybody is excited. Can I just get some reaction in the chat? That would be good.
I'm just interested to see how she's going to release all this content. You know, she obviously has an endless supply of it, and just to see, you know, is it stuff you're going to be able to unlock over the course of, you know, the time that you use Pottermore? It kind of makes it, in a way, never ending if she just has, you know, countless things that she can share with us.
Oh, I hope we don't have to unlock it. I hope we don't have to work hard for this stuff.
Oh, you know we
No,
won't.
I really hope
this
we
is,
don't.
This is definitely a real opportunity
for JQ. Isn't
that
the fun of it, though?
Unlocking
no,
stuff? Oh, yeah,
no,
absolutely.
No.
That's what made J.K. Rowling's website so great. Back in the day, you had to tap the bricks to get the clue about the Half-Blood Prince.
You're right.
The only time they ever messed up was the Sorcerer's Stone DVD. Remember the games on there? How impossible those were.
That was very annoying.
Yeah,
you had to hit the bricks in a certain
order.
Those
were not J.K. Rowling's.
To see the deleted scenes.
Those were not J.K. Rowling's fault. A lot of the comments, you know, that I've been reading, you know, excited, really, really, really excited, but cautious. Kind of want to know how it's going to come out. So, you know, this is stuff. I agree. I wonder how, but I'm just totally excited to have new content. And the idea that it's these same old books, but with a new interactive way to view them and stopping points and home pages that reflect what chapter you're on. This is all good stuff.
I'm sorry, somebody in the chat pointed this out to me. I missed their name, but the red screen that I just mentioned before, that's actually all 7 books, and it shows you kind of an overview of your progress through the series. So that's something to keep in mind. That's not all the chapters, but, like the press release said, it does appear to be somewhat of a chapter by chapter, quoting the MuggleCast segment, move. But we'll find out more in due time.
Hey, Andrew, some people are asking about, will there be an app for Pottermore?
Good question. I mean, it wasn't announced, so... But I could see this being very cool on an iPad.
Yeah, I think there definitely... There has to be an app at some point.
Yeah, if J.K. Rowling wants to move into the digital revolution right now with the iPad and stuff, is, you know, just to do ebooks would kind of be a couple years behind.
Yeah, it's selling herself short.
Well, here's one problem. This site must be very flash heavy, so you're not going to be able to load this up on an iPad and just
use it.
They will need a special app.
Do you think that this might be laying the foundation for a Harry Potter virtual reality? Like one day, like we're all gonna like get like special goggles that like suck us in the Hogwarts and all that good stuff.
So this is a step
it
in that direction.
Come a
I'm
day
not
too
sure.
Soon, I'll tell you that.
Somebody in the chat says, you know, does this mean no encyclopedia? Little lady asked that. I guess so.
Yeah, I think that's what that means.
Yeah, which I don't know what to think of that. It would be nice to have a physical copy of an encyclopedia to page through and read. Does that disappoint you guys at all?
Not really.
I mean, paper is so...
So 90s.
Yeah.
No, no. A physical encyclopedia would be very nice
to
have.
I think we'll be compiling through our news postings, you know, sort of some of the new information that's released, and it will definitely be very easily accessible, even if it's like one of those things where it's like when you read through the books and you're collecting these extra facts. If there's then like a little box on the right hand side that says like inventory, and you just like open up your bag and there's all the stuff you've collected, and it's like these extra tidbits, that begins to add up to where you can easily find all the extra bits, you know, and then it'll be like having the encyclopedia, because it'll be a quick reference. It'll be everything you need that you've seen.
All right.
J.K. Rowling has killed more trees than her work has killed more trees than any.
So by doing the
on the planet.
So by doing Pottermore, is it kind of helpful?
Yeah, I would say it's like balancing out.
Yeah, it is. No, it's cool. I'm glad. And we saw, you know, with J.K. Rowling making her first official YouTube and Twitter account, you know, she's stepping towards the digital age. Finally. So it's, you know, it's good to see. And now with the Harry Potter books finally being converted into ebooks, millions of people, I guarantee millions, have illegally downloaded digital copies of the Harry Potter books because they haven't been available.
Definitely.
Legally.
I wonder.
And what do you think?
Go ahead, Ben.
I was going to say, if you think this means anything for like a YouTube career.
I was going to say, what do you think it'll take for her to for her eighth tweet? If it took Pottermore to make her tweet for the seventh time, what do you think? When do you think she'll next tweet?
I don't know.
Probably October when it comes out.
Do you think by the whole YouTube video thing, she's going to start releasing new videos, and then at the end, she's going to be like, "Hey guys, don't forget to like and subscribe my videos." Sub for sub.
JoeTube.
Well, this has been a very eventful morning, and the sun isn't even up yet on the West Coast. So we thank everybody for tuning in.
Oh, show's over?
Well, Mike and Eric got to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we got to keep things moving. We're going to be updating MuggleNet throughout the morning with the latest Pottermore developments as we dig into the press release and find little hints and details, as many as we can find.
Andrew's over here working his sources on his iPhone.
Yes, I'm going to try to figure out what's going on with that iPad app for everybody. I'm also going to figure out if 1 million people are actually going to be joining the beta of Pottermore. I really don't think they're going to hit 1 million, but okay. So it's been a fun show. Ben, thanks for being up. You didn't sleep last night, so appreciate it. Good night. Have a good night.
No, man, I was working on other stuff, but I'm here.
Mike and Eric, have a good day. This will be available. See, now I feel bad because there's 63. Oh, that may be total views. I can't tell how many people are actually listening live right now.
What do you mean?
Well, it says 6,300 people, but I don't know if I believe that number. And now it says zero. So who knows what.
Oh, my.
Everybody just left.
It's time to stop.
Yeah, everybody left at the same time. So thank you, everybody, for listening. It's been a lot of fun. More coverage throughout the day on MuggleNet.com. This podcast will be available for download very soon. Goodbye.
Bye.
You're Andrew Sims. That guy's Ben Shane. I'm Eric Skull. And with me right next here is Micah Tenham.